This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You're listening to the Productive Muslim Podcast, Season 3, Episode 2.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Day 2 of Your Heart Detox. So how was the first day of fasting? Was it as difficult as you expected it to be? Or did you find that actually the hours went by really fast and eventually you weren't even feeling the hunger? So, for day two of your detox, your tasks are: your article of the day is reading Overcoming Soft Addictions and Habits That Keep Us From Our Goals. Now, this is a really, really beneficial article because one thing that often stops us from being productive is our soft addictions. And the problem is, because they're things that are quite small, we don't recognize or acknowledge them as an addiction. And one particular quote that I really enjoyed from this article was where it says, "They cost us money, they rob us of our time, numb our feelings, mute our consciousness, and drain our energy. And we all have them." So every one of us has a soft addiction. But it's about trying to find out what is our soft addiction, and then from there, trying to reflect on how we can overcome it, realizing what is our purpose on this earth. Is it to spend many hours binge-watching TV series, scrolling through Instagram, meeting up with friends, or is it to serve Allah through worship and to make the world a better place? Now, your task of the day after reading your article is: normally, we have told you to read 2 pages of Qur'an a day at least. Today, we're going to specify that we want you to read the first 2 pages of Surah Luqman. And the reason being is Surah Luqman is a very beautiful surah with a lot of lessons that you can use and apply directly to your life. One particular ayah that really stood out to me in Surah Luqman was the 6th ayah, which says, "And of the people is he who buys the amusement of speech to mislead others from the way of Allah without knowledge and who takes it in ridicule. Those will have a humiliating punishment." Now, the Arabic word used here is lahw al-hadith. Lahw al-hadith literally refers to anything that is idle talk. It's any form of speech that is devoid of any benefit. So, I want us to reflect. Do we ever engage in lahw al-hadith? Do we ever have conversations that don't bring us closer to Allah, that in fact they probably take us further away from Allah? And in this blessed month, I want us to make a conscious effort to really control our tongues. In this blessed month, I want us to really make a conscious effort to control our tongues. And to do that, we need to monitor what we're hearing, what we're watching, and the company that we are with. As for your two easy tasks, the first one is, whatever you would spend on lunch, you are going to give that money to charity instead. If you are unable to do so, you are going to give some form of charity, whether it's a smile or whether it's cooking food and giving it away to a homeless person, doesn't matter. And your last task of the day is just to have a meat-free iftar. So that is day two of your Heart Detox Challenge. Remember, make sure that you're listening to these podcasts, you're reading your article, you're reading your Quran, and make sure that you're staying away from watching TV series, listening to music, and social media, except if it's for da'wah. Have a wonderful day, and I will be with you guys tomorrow, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum.